Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. It's the last Friday of the month, so you know what that means. Short episodes that weren't long enough for regular doses, but too good to just stay on the cutting room floor, if there still was a cutting room floor. It's all electronic now, so that romantic vision of a cutting room floor doesn't even exist anymore. Aw, that was poetic. Enjoy.
I love my dental hygienist, Jenny. She's going to retire soon, and it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Do you have people like that in your life that you
have? Yeah, I mean, I've had the same dentist for like 30-ish years.
30?
25.
Okay, so you got the same length of time. Yeah. You must love this person then.
I mean, I just don't know anyone else. I hope he's not listening.
I see how you roll.
Yeah, I mean, like, he does a good job.
Okay.
And he takes my insurance. That's my main thing.
Dude, that's so telling.
I am not very brand loyal.
Okay. Well, you know something? And that's okay. Unless you find someone like I found this dental hygienist, Jenny, at Outlaw Dental. Mm-hmm. Outlaw, right? I think it's called Aloma Dental now. I liked Outlaw better because it's Dr. James Outlaw. But she's wonderful. We have great conversations. I have to actively stop her from working in my mouth so I can continue talking to her. I just enjoy her to the point where I will mess my teeth up before I go see her just so she'll spend more time scraping. And yesterday, I am not even kidding about this. She said to me, man, I can tell that you've been flossing more. It's amazing. I almost don't have anything to work on. And I was like, aww. That's the first time you've ever said that to me. And she said, well, I don't know what's happening. I said, well, what's happening is I'm 60 now, and so everything gets in my teeth, like Jell-O gets stuck in my teeth. So I'm having to floss stuff out of my teeth. So I'm not flossing for prevention. I'm flossing for cause, but I'm flossing more. And I found that's the way to her heart. I flossed more. And I felt that praise, honestly, was like I walked out of there on air because she told me how great my flossing was. So I never had that before. Nick, I know you're laughing right now, but this is real.
It's very cute.
It's just, this is why, you know, when someone who loves you and who you love tells you you did better, that says something. Celebrate the little ones. Oh, my God. I'm actually listening to a book right now called The Poisoner's Handbook, which is about the history of the forensic study of poisons in America. Like, they didn't know how to look for poison. People were poisoning the heck out of each other in the early centuries of this country. Because no one knew. They just thought, oh, he got sick and he died. I didn't know, you know, what the blue tongue meant. I didn't know what the internal organs melting meant. You know, so, and eventually somebody was like, hey, arsenic has this very specific effect on the body. And if you see that the liver is turned pink, it's probably arsenic, you know. And so it's kind of a fascinating thing. I know, and Nick is sitting here going, he actually shifted the conversation to a book that he's reading about poison now because I'm the master of the segue without there being a segue. But guess what? We all have to be good at something.
That's good. We always come back to poisons, I think.
Yeah.
It's something that we all
does that make
about,
a really
think
should
about.
Should not drink this tea, then?
Oh.
You should watch out for that. So that's why I bring my
little
own water.
Little late for that.
I'm not touching that melon, that's for sure.
There is, for the listeners, actually melon on the
table.
Oh,
yeah, sorry, because that could be.
There's also nuts on the table, just so you know.
And Reese's little fish.
And Reese's cups. I've enjoyed this root beer today, I have to tell you. The only thing I don't enjoy is the big wet line that I've created over here.
A coaster. All you need is a coaster.
I don't believe in them. They're against my basic belief system.
You don't believe in drink coasters. You don't believe in roller coasters. You don't believe in boardwalks.
I don't believe in West Coasters.
Wait.
East
okay,
coasters.
Yeah. I don't know why I said boardwalks. Is there a coast?
Because they're always on the coast.
Oh! That's where my brain connected then.
Yeah, no, I don't believe in coasters because I believe coasters create a lack of accountability. My glass is going to sweat. And you put a coaster under that, I'm being separated from the situation I've created, which is a sweaty glass on a table.
Sure.
And if I want to really face up to my responsibilities, I don't need those little kid gloves between me and my sweaty glass. I'm just going to wipe
well,
it up
you
afterwards.
Don't wear underwear anymore. It's essentially the same as a coaster. Underpants are the body's
for your
coaster.
Buddy.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. That is disturbing as hell the way you just put that out there. That does it for this Friday Shorts edition of Your Daily Dose. We hope you found these quick snippets fun and interesting. That's kind of what Nick and I seek in this entire podcast, to talk about things that are fun and interesting to us and hope that translates to you. Thanks for sharing a bit of your day with us. This episode is now complete, so go have some fun.